over the last, well, now since 2016, I've been trying to keep records and data on call-outs from Carndonagh and from call-outs in the whole peninsula. And call-outs in the peninsula is up 12% from 2016, so that's, you know, a very, very high extra amount of call-outs from 2016 up to now in 2018. But the big issue and the big problem, I suppose, is the length of call-out times, especially in the north of the peninsula. When you break the data down, when you break the data down to where the call-outs happen, the north of the peninsula, up to 54% of the time, will be waiting on over an hour in an ambulance. And if you flick that over to the south of the peninsula, that'll be dropping down to about 14% of the time that you'll be waiting over an hour in an ambulance. So there is a major issue in Inishowen, there's a major issue in the north of the peninsula. I know the National Ambulance Service have said that there would be the possibility of an extra crew this year, that they were going to put it in their programme, hadn't been granted to a Witten and money granted through the HSE. I think, you know, the time has come where this has to be dealt with. I think they must urgently put that second crew into Inishowen. But when they put the crew into Inishowen, I think we have to be really careful, and we have to have discussions with both the National Ambulance Service and the HSE as to how they're going to neutralise that second crew. Where they're going to put it, a base in Buncrana, and a base, the main base in Carndonagh, that ambulance must, when that Carndonagh ambulance is goes out to an incident, they must move from there to Carndonagh, because the statistics show that the issue with the long waiting times are in the north of the peninsula. So I don't want to see that ambulance neutralised over the rest of the county and leaving Inishowen in a worse position than where it is today.
Do you think that all this data that you collated would make a difference, maybe whereby having some progress made within the next couple of months?
Well, hopefully, because I'm intending over the next few weeks to go to Dublin to meet the National Ambulance Service. So hopefully myself and Debbie McConnell will be hopefully travelling to Dublin over the next few weeks to meet them. I'm just waiting on confirmation of a date at the minute, but I have been in discussions with them over the last few weeks. And so I will be taking all this to them. I have it done out in spreadsheets and in a programme that they can see clearly where the major call-outs is and what's happening. And, you know, I think they know themselves at this stage, Catherine, but I think they just haven't moved on it quick enough. But I think the time has come where these types of things has to be dealt with and has to be moved forward. And I think if given them this information, certainly should, well, it's going to make it very, very clear to them as to where the issue is. We're very, very clear on the extra number of call-outs that's happened in the peninsula. I mean, if you divide the number of call-outs that's happening in Inishowen at the minute, it's over 7 call-outs per day, 365 days a year. One ambulance can't cope with 7, but also I looked into two different days that there was call-outs, and in one day last August there was 13 call-outs in Inishowen. So it's just not possible for one ambulance to cover this. And I think they've just left it long enough now. It must be dealt with. It must be dealt with urgently.